The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, March 22, 2022. President Miguel Díaz-Canel thanked the participants in the international conference for the normalization of relations between the United States and Cuba, which has become a platform to denounce Washington's hostile policy against the island. On his Twitter account, the head of state highlighted the development of the event in New York City on March 19 and 20 with the participation of solidarity groups from the United States, Canada, Colombia, and South Africa, who addressed issues related to the reality in Cuba and Washington's economic and political hostility. The claim, "More than fair against the blockade against our homeland, unites us," Díaz-Canel tweeted to the more than 150 participants who also opted for the construction of relations and better understanding between the two countries. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Tuesday morning 679 new cases of COVID-19 and one fatality in the last 24 hours. The molecular biology laboratories analyzed 8,740 samples to detect the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. With the 755 clinical discharges granted since the beginning of the pandemic, a total of patients that have recovered from COVID-19 amount to 1,070,979 from a total of 1,082,880 cases reported since the start of the pandemic in March 2020. The ARES project, first approved and financed for Cuba by the Green Climate Fund, is holding a workshop as of this Tuesday on the use and management of agroecological practices, the FAO presentation in Havana reported. Considered a training in the forestry, agricultural, and livestock systems, the event takes place in the agroforestry modules that are part of the project. According to the Office of the Food Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in Cuba, issues such as agro-energy systems for the energy and food production in the context of a circular economy and measures for adaptation to climate change in agricultural systems will be addressed, among other issues of interest. Implemented by the Ministry of Agriculture with technical assistance from FAO, ARES is the first project financed by the Green Climate Fund, and it is currently working in 7 Cuban municipalities. ARES is the 4th initiative designed by FAO in Latin America and the Caribbean, and it seeks to increase climate resilience of rural households and communities through the rehabilitation of productive landscapes in selected localities of Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that a caravan made up of several Colombian organizations is moving on towards the Department of Arauca to verify the humanitarian crisis denounced, especially since early this year. The caravan, which departed from Bogota on Monday afternoon, is comprised of the Colombian-Europe-United States Coordination, which brings together more than 200 human rights and social organizations. Since early 2022, reports against violent events perpetrated by irregular groups and the worsening of the war, impelling massive displacement of communities and forced recruitment of children, while threats and assassinations of social leaders have been increasing. The risks for the civilian population with the strengthening of the state's military presence are added to the situation. Meanwhile, the government of Nicaragua will show its educational advances as part of a meeting with the Secretary General of the Educational Cooperation Organization, Sheikh Mansour bin Musalam, who is visiting the country. The day before, the Minister of Education, Lilian Herrera, made reference to the need of collaborating with the organization and thanked bin Musalam's presence here. Our biggest interest is to strengthen cooperation ties, the minister explained to media outlets at the Augusto César Sandino International Airport in this country's capital. For his part, Bin Musalam showed satisfaction for his visit in this country, since Nicaragua was the first state to ratify the political instrument of the Educational Cooperation Organization. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.